Hey guys, do you like video games? Do you like heavy metal? Comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Time to rock out with your geek out. Metal Geeks! Welcome, Geekazoids. Here are your hosts, Carrie G and John Michael. Geek it out, fellas!
Hi, this is Koi Pham, artist for Marvel, and you are listening to Metal Geeks with Carrie Gordon and John Michael.
This is George Perez, and you're listening to Metal Geeks. Rock out with your geek out. And if you are listening to me, then you know where you're listening. What you're listening to, right? So rock out.
Greetings. Welcome back to the Metal Geeks podcast. This is one of your hosts. This is Carrie G. And with me this week, oh, wait a minute. Who is that? Is that the lost co-host?
Yes. Yeah, you have found me.
How the fuck have you been?
It's kind of one of those things where I'm good.
That was a short and sweet answer.
Yeah.
Where the holy fuck have you been?
Well, I'm actually sitting at the desk with the corpse of what was known as my PC is.
Right.
My computer died. And I've been having problems with it for a while anyways. And I think it's been over a month now. I haven't even had a computer, so.
Your hands aren't shaking? You're all right?
I tell you, man. It was kind of weird the first couple of weeks, but yeah. You know, I'm getting a lot more done, but I've also found that my geek grotto is absolutely becoming filled up with a lot of junk. So
yeah.
As I'm sitting here now, I'm feeling a little claustrophobic.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of redesigning, getting rid of a lot of shit, a lot of CDs and various other things, and some of it we might be giving away tonight. But Yeah, I've been redecorating and moving shit around and just trying to, you know, slim down my shit, man, truthfully.
Well, a lot of stuff that I've been doing since I haven't been able to, you know, do this awesome geeky podcast, I've been doing a lot of reading, and I've been also doing a lot of customs, and actually I was doing, I think I've done 5 commissions. And
custom the Funko Pops you're talking about.
Yes, sorry. I talked about it like it was like some sort of everybody knows.
We weren't in your secret club, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's I do a lot of custom Funkos. And I mentioned it before on the previous shows, but I've been getting pretty fucking good at it, and
yeah, I like that vision that you did, so that might have to find its way over here sometime.
Yeah, I was actually working on it for you just the other day, so you may have it soon.
So in your lapse of not being on the Metal Geeks podcast, we've had a lot of special guests. We've been doing a lot of stuff with Altness recently, hanging out with the guys from the Surly Nerd. They've been here a few times. Jason from Comic Palooza, which is a really cool, you know, if you listen to that episode, he talks all about, you know, the inner workings of a big con, you know?
Wait, that wasn't Jonah Hill?
Was not Jonah Hill.
He sounds just like him.
Does he really?
Yes.
Oh. I will tell him you said that.
Yeah. He sounded just like Jonah Hill. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy, he's got the greatest voice right now.
Yeah, but it's been fun, but you've been missed on the show, man. We need to geek out again, man.
Yeah.
And we, a little behind the scenes, since your computer is not alive anymore, you're actually using your iPhone.
I am. I'm using my iPhone 5 right now, actually. Right. This is pretty cool.
So, I mean, we decided to try it to see if it would work. They just updated the Google Hangout app. And that's what we do all of our episodes on anyways, is Google Hangout.
Yeah.
And it seems to work, so we're just going to go with it for now.
Yeah. I don't have my awesome Samsung Studio Condensed microphone feeding through, so hopefully I don't sound too terrible.
We'll get it fixed one day. It'll be back up, but in the meantime, I have a major important question for you.
Okay.
Is Slayer still Slayer?
I don't even know, man, because who is going to write the riffs? Because, you know, Kerry King hasn't been doing it for the last 20 years.
Yeah, he was one of the main songwriters. All the greatest hits of the band were written by Jeff Hanneman. So, you know, what are they going to do now? I mean, he was still writing music for the band, even though he wasn't able to actually...
Oh, look, we got a guest.
Hey, Takan, how's it going, man?
What's up, brother? What's up?
We were just talking about Slayer, the band, man. Are they still the same band? It's, you know, they basically kicked most of the good members out of the band.
Well, I don't know if...
I've always enjoyed their music, so, you know.
Dave Lombardo was gone. They have he's replaced by, I guess, the drummer they had for a while, Paul Bostoff, and then now, you know, of course, Gary Holt's been in the band for a while, replacing Jeff Hanneman, and I guess he's going to be a full-time replacement now.
You know, it'll be interesting to see, or rather hear, what they sound like. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people are really high on Lombardo. I'm not. I mean, he's old school style, and I really like it, obviously. But I'm not too high and mighty about it. You know, so I think he's obviously one of those guys who are replaceable. But I think the biggest hole is going to be with Hanneman.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he truthfully was the heart and soul of the band.
Yeah.
I mean, even though Tom Araya was looked at as the, you know, the lead, I really think Jeff Hanneman just let everybody else take the credit for what he did for the band.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be really, really interesting. I mean, that's like, I don't know. It's really hard to think about what it's going to sound like, because, you know, you don't really know what a band's going to sound like until they make the right changes.
And right.
It's such a very challenging thing for a band who was successful because of key members,
yeah,
you know, to continue to be successful, you know. So, I mean, like, it was very lucky of Alice in Chains to get that singer, and that could complement Jerry Cantrell's voice.
You know? Holy crap, dude, that new Alice in Chains album is so good. The heavy groove they get on that album, it blows my mind.
Isn't it phenomenal? Because, I mean, how many solo albums did Cantrell do?
And he did a couple, yeah.
But it only sounded right.
Yeah.
With the guys from Alice in Chains.
Yep.
And, you know, the same thing with Anthrax. You know, everybody didn't know how everything was going to sound with the little midget gone. But...
Whoa, what?
The cross-eyed midget. I don't remember his name.
Are you talking about John Bush?
No.
Okay.
No, put your defenses down.
Okay, it's... put my dukes down.
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
Who are you talking about?
The last album he was on, his name's Dan something.
Oh, you're talking about Spitz?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they weren't... Everybody wasn't sure how that was going to turn out, and then they...
I guess he is a little cross-eyed.
Oh, yeah. A little. I can tell that he plays with what arm, you know, on the frets.
Yeah.
So he's constantly looking at it.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, Anthrax.
Man.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Anyways.
Make your point.
And then, you know, with all the changes that Anthrax has gone through, they've really been able to... They've been very lucky as well. And making the right business decisions with getting members into the band that actually complement the band. Because, I mean, they had, what's that,
yeah.
Dan Nelson?
Yeah, I only saw a couple live, like, crappy-looking videos of him. You know, he tried too hard. I'm glad Belladonna's back in the band. I was a little unsure before the album came out last year of how it was going to sound, because the way their music was going... John Bush really fit that style. I love John Bush's vocals with the band.
Is he doing anything right now anyways?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, he's been doing like Burger King commercials for like years.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's like the voice of like most of the Burger King commercials.
I never knew that.
Yeah. He's a voice actor now, so.
Bush Burger.
You may pay extra for that, extra sauce.
Yeah. No sesame seeds, please.
I hope not. So yeah, let's go on to the next topic I want to talk about. This is fucking funny. Have you heard the Queensryche album?
Oh my god, I love it.
Yep. I actually picked it up. They had a version at Best Buy. It was $11.99 when it first came out, like the week it came out. It was a box set. It came with the Digipack. It came with stickers. It came with a patch. It came with a guitar pick. It came with all this shit. And cool. You know what happened, right? Okay. Jeff Tate's version of Queensryche came out, hit the Billboard about number 82, right? Sold 5,500 mm-hmm. units. Not a big deal, right?
Right.
Well, the Todd LaTorre self-titled album came out, hit number 23 on the Billboard 200.
Holy shit.
Sold double the amount of Jeff Tate. What does that tell you right there?
It tells you that Jeff Tate's an idiot.
Did you hear the Jeff Tate album?
No, and I probably won't either.
Okay. He redoes, like, some of the greatest hits on that album. Like, one of them was Empire and Silent Lucidity, and dude cannot hit any notes anymore, dude. It's gone. He's over.
And he's living in the past. That's one of the things, man.
Yeah.
Age is a bitch.
And the Digipack version of the Todd LaTorre Queensryche has a live version of Queen of the Reich, and he fucking nails it.
It's that guy's got a phenomenal voice, and honestly, it sounded like they just picked up from Empire and from this album, and I love that.
I agree, but there's still a little bit of the more modern shit involved.
Oh, yeah,
which, you know, that's just the way they are now, and it was a little bit more than I was wanting on the album. I was hoping another Operation Mindcrime with a new singer, you know, but you get what you get. It's better than the last couple of Queensryche albums, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. Well, that's... I loved how he kind of did sound like Jeff Tate a little bit, but he totally... I don't know, it's one of those hard things. It's kind of like the guy from Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
I don't even know his name, but he's...
Right. I don't know his name either, really. I always forget.
I mean, he doesn't sound like Lane, but he does. You know, he just sounds enough like him to fit the band perfectly.
His combination of harmonies with, you know, the way the band has always been mm-hmm. really works well. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, while we're still talking about metal, we haven't done an episode of MSRcast in a while either. So... We've been doing interview episodes. So the last one I put out was, of course, an interview with Dan the Man Suano, which if you haven't heard that episode, I believe it's episode 140. Go and check that out because he has a new band coming out called Witherscape. Amazing. It's very, very heavy, proggy goodness, man. Have you heard it yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. It check out the episode. I mean... all the lyrics on the Witherscape album were actually written by Paul Kerr, and it's a big long concept album.
Interesting.
I'm excited for that. Always been a big fan of Dan Suano, his music style, man.
That actual episode got a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
Blabbermouth. It was on. Was that other one? It was
Brave Words.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm working on two more right now, actually, before we get back to it, because I have two interviews that have already been recorded. One is a local Houston Doom episode, and I have two bands interviewed on there. One is called Sanctus Bellum, who we played before.
Yeah, I remember them.
And another band is Project Armageddon, who we played before, who has a female-fronted Doom band. You'll hear about that later. I don't want to give too much away. Listen to episode 141, which will be out next week.
Sweet.
And then I got to interview John Oliva last weekend. That was amazing.
I'm not sure who John Oliva is.
Oh, do I need to hang up now?
Okay, see you.
No. John Oliva is one of the main masterminds behind Sabotage.
Oh, that's is that guy that lives in my area?
He does live in Tampa. Yes, he does.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. He's a very, very cool interview, man. I'm excited to get that out there.
Oh, yeah. You know what? He was in Trans-Siberian Orchestra as well.
He still does stuff in Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That's awesome.
Yeah, listen to the episode. It'll be probably about 3 weeks from now, 2 or 3 weeks. But man, his new solo album has been playing nonstop in the car.
I don't know. I don't understand why Tampa is such a mecca for artists. I mean, to be honest with you, it's a weird thing because...
It's a good question for you. You live there.
Well, no, it's just interesting because, you know, he's with this band that's internationally respected.
Right.
You know, and then you've got the guys from Morbid Angel, you've got Deicide, you've got...
Well, you can't say Morbid Angel and respected anymore in the same sentence.
And then you had Chuck Schillender, you have James Murphy.
Yeah.
You know, all these phenomenal musicians that are well respected, and I don't know, it's just interesting.
And the mecca of sound is still there, Morris Sound Studios.
Yeah, I drive by it frequently.
You need to Instagram that.
I will.
Next time you drive by there.
I will.
Jam some old Morbid Angel and drive by.
And, you know, there's also, you know who the Porcupine Tree is, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
They have a touring guitarist. His name is John Wesley. He used to play acoustic sets down at this place, as odd as it is, a fucking Mexican food restaurant. Every Friday night, he'd go and play acoustic sets. And
okay.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. And I started talking to him. He's like, yeah, play with the, you know, and he's got this studio downtown in Tampa called Red Room. And
yeah, I am a big fan of Stephen Wilson, too.
And I remember when you told me that you were going to be interviewing the guy from Sabotage, and I got him mistaken with another band.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of the band now because I thought it was Sabotage. But that guitarist, there's a guitarist that actually plays in this metal band from Tampa that plays at this place called Mr. Dunderbox, which is a German pub.
Okay.
It's so weird. These guys are big time players, and I don't understand because Tampa's not really that, you know, inspirational.
I've truthfully never been to Tampa. I've been, you know, to Orlando many times, but never made the drive over there. And it's not that far.
No, it's not. I mean, it's, I don't know, man. It's a really weird thing.
So, have you seen any movies recently?
I have.
What have you watched?
Monsters vs. Aliens.
Okay.
Fucking loved it, man. Mastermind. I finally got to watch Judge Dredd.
Wait, just Dredd, right? The new one? With Carl Urban?
Okay. Yeah.
You can't call it Judge Dredd because Judge Dredd was the Schwarzenegger movie.
Oh, yeah. I watched Dredd.
Dredd. What is it? What, okay. Two words to describe your feelings towards Dredd.
Cult movie.
I was going to say fucking awesome, but...
Yeah, that was close.
Yeah.
But I see it as a cult movie, like
you
know, The Evil Dead back in the 90s and 80s, whatever. 80s. And, you know, how you had the huge following. That's what I think Judge Dredd is kind of going towards, or Dredd.
Hakan is in the chat room with us, and he's saying it's a cult classic already, and I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the minute it came out in the theaters. I knew it was gonna be one of those cult classic things, you know?
Yeah, it was really cool because...
And it's done well enough, they're already talking about a sequel.
Yeah, the ironic thing about that is that it did terrible in the box office. But it did phenomenal on Blu-ray and DVD sales.
Yeah, well, a lot of...
That's the whole cult thing.
I think that movie was designed for that. There's a lot of movies that are designed to get the theatrical release and not do very well, and they know that going in, that it's going to do better. It's a geeky thing. It's going to be, they're going to get a lot of sales from it. It's going to do really well overseas, that kind of shit, and they don't really care about what domestically it grosses, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a sequel, and if they continue to do it, I think that he nailed it. He nailed the role. I do think that he could have been a little bit more badass. They kind of held back with his badassery a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. I love my favorite thing about the whole movie, he did not take off the helmet.
Right, that was awesome.
I mean, you're going to a movie, you're like, okay, you're going to play this character, he wears a helmet all the time. All right, fine. Now I don't want to take away from what the character really is, so I will not take the helmet off. Stallone, it was just like, oh, I'm not gonna. You got to see my ugly face.
Yeah, hey, look at my face. I'm just
right.
I'm the law.
I'm the law.
Now, one of the most interesting things that I found about was it Carl Urban.
Yep.
He has that acting style that is cult classic type. Because, have you ever seen Pathfinder?
I have not, no.
Oh my god, it was probably one of the best Viking movies I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, look, he even agrees. It's,
nod your head and agree.
Yes.
He was, he's really good in the Star Trek movies, the reboots of the Star Trek. I haven't
seen either of them, actually.
He plays, what's the character, the Doctor, Bones?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's really good in that movie.
See, that's the best. I think that is probably the best type of actor to be, is that guy that's making good money. You're gonna be going to conventions for the rest of your life, signing. Yeah. You know.
All they gotta do is get a couple of really big geeky roles, and you're set for life.
You're set, absolutely.
And he's a really good character actor, and there's a lot of great character actors, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't get enough credit, I think. There's a great documentary on Netflix about character actors. I can't remember exactly what it's called. It's something about that's the guy's name, or it's something along those lines. It's a great flick.
Right. Kane Hodder's that way too.
Yeah, he's one of those guys too, yeah. So I have seen a lot of movies. I try to see a lot of the summer movies. I go when it's cheap. So I'll go through the list of what I have seen. I saw Man of Steel. I saw Star Trek Into Darkness. I went to a sneak preview of The Lone Ranger, so I didn't pay for that one.
Yeah, apparently.
Nobody else did either.
Paid for it.
I will get into my thoughts on Man of Steel in a minute.
Did you notice any Easter eggs?
In
Man of Steel.
Like what?
Apparently they had a Wayne Enterprises building.
Oh, I did see. Yeah, there was a couple of LexCorp trucks in the movie. I saw.
They also
that.
Had a sign that said "Keep calm and call Batman."
I didn't see that, but apparently there's a scene in the movie where Superman is fighting, or I'm sorry, the Man of Steel, whatever you want to call him, is trying to fly up into like this beam. Like, I don't want to give too much away out, but apparently they digitally. It's hard to say.
That's okay.
Digitally imposed Christopher Reeve's face onto the character Henry.
Oh, Cavill. Yeah, I saw that GIF. Yeah.
I don't know if that is true or not, but it could be.
I don't know. That's a little creepy if they did. Then if for real, it'd be creepy as hell.
Hakan is saying that Star Labs was mentioned as well. I mean, yeah. I'll give you my quick and dirty lowdown thoughts on the Man of Steel movie. Too many special effects. Not enough characterization.
That's interesting, because that sounds like the Superman Unchained comics.
Yeah, I've read the first issue, and it was yeah, exactly. And I think that's what they're going for, that same style, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to call it a style.
You're already talking about a sequel.
Let's get I know Hakan is itching to get his word in here.
Yeah,
and he's working on a podcast himself too. Just want to make sure there's, like, no audio problems here, so we're going to get you in real quick. I just muted you. Okay, try again. We can't hear you. I'm sorry. This is what you call live fucking internet podcasting. Yeah, we can't hear you, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to move on to a couple other things. I did see World War Z as well. I definitely recommend that movie.
Really?
I really like that movie, dude. A lot of people, you know, it's not a traditional zombie movie. First of all, they actually call the zombies in the movie by name. They actually call them zombies, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
And it gives you a sense of never being safe. Like, unlike some, you know, zombie movies where, like, oh, we can hide out here and, you know, we'll be okay, but, man.
Right.
And I did see Monsters U, too.
How was that? I've been wanting to see
it. Not Monsters U 2, like the band U 2, but I saw it also.
What'd you think of it?
It was really good. Not as good as the first movie, but it's definitely a worthwhile sequel, or prequel, whatever they want to call it.
I've been wanting to go see that. Last weekend, we were planning on doing a movie marathon of Man of Steel and Despicable Me 2, but we never made it out. I think next weekend I have a 4-day weekend, so
sweet.
Yeah, probably gonna end up going to see a movie or two then.
I would definitely do that.
I know Wolverine's coming out very soon, and I'd like to go see that.
Let's talk about that. I am not excited for Wolverine. The Wolverine.
I'm not excited about it either.
I think it's gonna flop.
Yeah, probably.
It's not gonna do well.
The thing I'm interested in is, you know, they've been kind of secretive, but not secretive about the whole Days of Future Past, and I know that this movie's going to tie into it. So yeah. I don't know what they're going to do, and they've been kind of keeping it under wraps. You know, Bryan Singer's been posting a bunch of different pictures, but yeah. I'm curious on how this is going to tie in.
Don't get me wrong, I will go see it, but I'm probably not going to rush to go see it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, you know, another thing, too, that's been talked about quite a bit is they've been bringing Deadpool up a lot more frequently.
Yeah.
You know, they just threw him into Ultimate Spider-Man, the cartoon.
Yeah, I haven't watched that episode. I have it on my DVR right now.
They have, you know, Ryan Reynolds is doing the whole RIPD, and... He's being interviewed, but in every interview he's being asked about Deadpool.
Yeah, he has been talking about the Deadpool movie a lot in the press recently.
Yeah, and I remember reading an article where it said something about how, you know, apparently Deadpool is very aware of what's going on about everything right now.
Yeah.
So there is footage of this of him acting when he's actually playing with a toy. Of himself. Okay. So I don't know, which is funny as shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And,
We'll get into some more Deadpool talk when we talk about the video game later.
I also wanted to point out that it was announced today that Rob Layfield...
I wanted to bring this up, yes, go ahead.
Has announced today that 20th Century Fox is putting out a movie with Cable and the X-Force.
Indeed.
Which is pretty fucking cool.
I've heard a lot of negative feedback about this already today. A lot of people do not like Rob Liefeld. I don't know why. I can understand some of his character designs are a little over the top, blah, 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 but he created two of my fucking favorite characters of all time, Deadpool and Cable. I gotta give him props for that. And if the X-Force movie that they're talking about is based on his original run on X-Force with, you know, Boom Boom and Cable and Cannonball and Domino and Shatterstar and, you know, I'm on board.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. You cannot make any fanboy happy.
No.
Completely. You know, and... I actually feel for Rob Liefeld. I really do. Because, you know, he has created some of the most amazing characters. You know, he went out on a limb back in the 90s with Todd McFarlane. And,
yeah,
you know, he gave a big middle finger up to the corporate industry.
I don't feel bad for him because he's making a shit ton of money off of it.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't. There's been a lot of negative, you know, feedback toward him personally. I mean, I see it on Twitter all the time. I see it in news, and it dumbfounds me, man. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there was one point where I tweeted him something about Deadpool, and he basically told me, he said that there was no other actor out there better for the role than Ryan Reynolds.
Yep, that is true.
And
I remember that.
And then he also just recently responded back to me on Twitter because I had asked him, I was looking for what he was currently doing, because I see a lot of his face designs of, you know, Captain America looks like Cable in the Captain America suit.
Yeah.
Supreme looks like Cable without any biomechanics. You know, it's one of those things where I was just trying to find out what he was doing because I haven't been seeing any of his artwork. And apparently he left DC Comics in 2012.
Yeah, there's a big hubbub about it. We talked about that on the show, I believe.
Yeah, I've got horrible memory now. So, so
what did you eat for breakfast?
I think it was dog food. But no, I was looking around and I noticed that he'd started a Kickstarter campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So I contacted him about it, and I said, "Is it too late for me to get involved with the Brigade Kickstarter?"
Wasn't that with Koi Pham?
Yes, and also Koi Pham did Cyberforce too.
Right.
So he's doing that, and Rob Layfield's doing another, I guess, the next chapter of Brigade, and he's giving out exclusives to people who contribute. And one of them's like, what I thought was cool, and I go apeshit awesome about it, is when they have comics that have the foil cover. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
And that's what the new Brigade's going to be. And if anybody contributes any money to the Kickstarter campaign, you get an exclusive copy.
Let me ask you this about the X-Force movie. Okay, so the recent lineup of X-Force, it's had some characters. I don't know if it's going to work in a movie. So you got Colossus, Archangel, Psylocke, Wolverine, Deadpool. How are they going to? Do you think they could put all those characters, like Deadpool and Wolverine together, the real Deadpool, not the one from the first Wolverine movie, but do you think that would work?
The current X-Force?
Well, the one that was right before the current one. Not Cable and the X-Force, but
the Uncanny X-Force. The
Uncanny X-Force, yeah.
Okay.
That's the rumor that I'm hearing. It's either the original version with Cable or it's the Uncanny X-Force version.
I think that for money-wise, knowing Fox, they'll go with putting Wolverine in there because they have the same mentality of Marvel and DC when it comes to selling things, that if you just put a character in there that everybody knows and just put them in every fucking comic, that everybody's going to buy the comic, you know?
Well, yeah, Hugh Jackman, I read an article today. He's expressing interest that he wants Wolverine to be in one of the Avengers movies. And if Hugh Jackman can get behind it, I'm sure they can make it work. You know what I mean?
Right. You know what, man? I think that when we first started doing these podcasts, we had discussed about how fucked up it was that these corporate businesses wouldn't put their stupid contracts aside and think about this, that, you know, if you want a big payday, think about what your fans want. You know, and deliver, because that's what Joss Whedon did. I mean, look what he did. It made billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And now you've got Mark Millar in the background consulting. So he said, and I can't quote him verbatim, but I know that he has said that he's very, very interested in making sure that these people – of the bigwigs know that you cannot ignore the origins of other characters, because they you have to know that they're still in the same universe. Because like this whole there's this big debacle right now about Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, Quicksilver became one of the most popular characters recently.
I don't know how that happened. I really don't.
Now he's awesome in the Ultimate X, Wolverine comic, the short four comic series.
Yeah, but not the the regular Marvel version. He's sort of a douche.
Yeah. And, well, that arrogance is probably going to make him very likable, but I don't understand why some of the people all of a sudden just decided that they're going to have one in Fox's universe and they're going to have one in Disney's universe. But the thing is, how do we know that they're not trolling us?
Yeah, we don't know. And you bring up a good point. And it segues right into what I wanted to talk about next is about Whedon and the upcoming Avengers movies. Yeah. Whedon has signed on for Avengers 2 and 3 because Robert Downey Jr. did.
That's fucking amazing.
And Robert Downey Jr., the only reason he did it is because he fought for his co-host to get more money, because he was making shit ton of money off of these movies.
Yeah.
He made, like, I don't remember how many millions off of it, off of Avengers 1, and then, like, some of the other people that are even, like, you know, what's the guy that played the Hulk, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Mark...
Ruffalo. He only made, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know what I mean? Compared to his millions, and he didn't think that was right. And here we have that.
Oh, yeah, Joss Whedon for president.
Pretty much. He could do it.
Yeah.
Joss can do anything.
Yeah, I know. So speaking of Joss Whedon and the upcoming Avengers movies, Vin Diesel just met with Marvel.
Yeah.
What's your speculation?
You already know what I'm going to say. Because as soon as I saw it, I was like, because he was standing in front of one of those old Avengers.
Like Avengers
comic.
Number 2.
Yeah. And I think he would be an awesome Vision.
I would love to see him be Vision. I mean, that is my ultimate, but just from the clues on that comic, it was very cryptic. The most visible character right behind him was Hank Pym, was Ant-Man.
Do you think he could be Ant-Man?
I
don't think he's smart enough.
I don't really see it, no. But
when you see Vin Diesel, I mean, all right. I have to say this because I know I started reading about him. For some reason, I was watching Fast and Furious 5. And I started getting really interested in him for some reason. You know, when I'm watching the movie, I'm like, oh, this guy's awesome. What about him? So, like, while I'm watching it, I'm Wikipedia and getting all the knowledge I can. And I found out that he actually is huge in Dungeons & Dragons.
He's a big nerd. He's a really big geek. I read an article. The only reason he does movies like Fast and the Furious and that kind of shit is so he can have enough money to do his geeky projects.
That's, I love that.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
I've never once watched a Fast and the Furious movie, so my blood is clean.
Well, basically, you saw Pitch Black, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay, that guy with a little bit more vocabulary.
Because I do like the Riddick movies, and there is another one coming out, which I'm excited for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good character. It really is. The video game is freaking amazing, too.
Yeah, but I don't see him as being an Ant-Man. I totally couldn't, unless he was the guy wearing the suit with the helmet on.
Are you talking about the new one, the new guy?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I could see that, but Hank Pym is, he's...
He's blonde.
Yeah. He didn't. Vin Diesel with a blonde would look fucking weird.
But you know, Marvel's not not above changing the race of characters, which
no,
you know, and Fox is doing that too with the Fantastic Four.
Yep.
They have this guy Michael B. Jordan. He's gonna be playing a black Human Torch,
and,
which is a Fantastic Four movie.
And Electro in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, thanks, Hakan says. I mean, you got Jamie Foxx. I mean,
yeah.
But that's the ultimate version of him, isn't it?
Sort of. I mean, he's bald and, you know, looks like that, but he wasn't black in the comics, not that I can remember.
I do like the design of it, actually, because the actual real picture came out last week, and it looks cool.
It does. It looks really fucking cool. I'm excited about it. And back to the whole, like, merging of other...
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you now.
All right. How's it going, guys?
Sorry to interrupt. I'm going to mute you real quick, and right after JM finishes his movement here, we're going to talk about Man of Steel before we move on real quick. So
awesome. Shut that guy up. I'm on my soapbox, motherfucker. Oh, thank you. No, apparently they're... okay, cool, I'm done. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I forgot what I was saying.
I don't know. My whole concentration is gone now.
Damn it.
So let's bring Hakan in here real quick, and let's have a little bit of talk. I don't want to spoil anything for you because you have not seen Man of Steel.
No, that's fine.
Or anybody out there who has not seen it?
I already know what happens to Zod, so it's okay. I have the internet.
What do you mean, what happens to Zod? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Okay. I closed my eyes in that part.
Yeah, I don't read the internet.
What the fuck is the internet?
Don't you hate that? You ever... Okay. I know both of you have feeds. Don't you hate it when you comment on something, say, like, The Walking Dead happens.
Right.
And then... Or you've got Game of Thrones going on. And I see it's a lot more so, because I'm a huge MMA fan, when you're watching a fight and you're commenting on it. The person... I hate that person that always says, don't post anything about it. Don't post it. It's like, okay, look, I can't control what's going on in your life right now, but you have the willpower, right, to step away from the fucking internet for a moment.
Right.
I hate
that. Or go fucking watch the movie or do something.
Yeah.
Be one of the sheeple. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I know. But,
so,
okay,
Hakan, give me your opinion on Man of Steel.
Basically, the way I see it, okay, if we look at from the 2006 when they came out with Superman Returns, and, you know, from there,
the creepy Superman hanging outside Lois Lane's window looking at her.
From then to now, you know, I feel like not only did they did a really good job on kind of creating a stable, you know, a good idea of what Superman kind of stands for. Not only did they do that, I feel like, I'm sorry, like, everything about that was pretty much on par for me. The acting, the choices of the actors. I mean, I know the special effects is, like, something that, you know, a lot of people have issues with when it comes to CGI and, you know, being too much. But then let's take a look at Green Lantern. I mean...
Okay,
well, I know that had CGI as well, and you compare that kind of CGI to, you know, what you saw in Man of Steel, and I just think that, you know, for what it is and what type of character and comic book character Superman is, I think you can say that they did the best they could do.
I agree. I think Kevin Costner did a really good job as Pa Kent. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and basically, I mean, the way I feel about it, it was probably one of my favorite comic book adapted movies in probably a really long time. And
you know, I want to watch it again to really make an opinion, because sometimes if I don't like something the first time I see it, it's because I have too much expectation for it, and it disappoints me in that aspect. So usually, if I watch it again, it's better for me. I really get into it. That was like Iron Man 3. The first time I saw it, I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've seen it 3 times now. And
wow.
I saw it again in California, so.
Yeah, and the guy they had, they play Zod, I just forgot his name. Excellent job.
Michael Shannon?
Yes.
From what's the name of that show? Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, wow.
Good show.
Yeah.
So let's move on from the movies. Let's get into some comic book news. And
hold on, let me ask.
Yep. Go ahead.
Hakan, something.
Yep.
Did you watch the Voice versus Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I didn't. What?
I know you're a wrestling fan. So.
I'm a huge wrestling fan.
I'll just shut up for this part.
Was he on there or?
Yeah, he actually. I was watching it before I came on here. I was eating my dinner and watching it.
Actually, I haven't really watched that show, so.
Oh, it's great because.
I hear it's good though.
Yeah, basically what it does is, all right, Michael Schiavello, he's an announcer for MMA, but the one thing about him is he's an avid wrestling fan, and he actually he marks out when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
When he was interviewing him, you could see that like. The total starstruck type of awesomeness when he was interviewing him. So, like, he basically went through and talked about, like, the beginning of Stone Cold's career and, you know, the behind-the-scenes shit. So, if you haven't seen it, it's on Axis?
Yeah, I'll definitely have
to, yeah, TV, yeah, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
But it's awesome. He's interviewed Hulk Hogan. It was right after... I think it was right after Macho Man died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But
really interesting. Check it out, man. Thanks for letting me know about that.
Hey, no problem, man.
All right, so let's talk about a little bit of comic book news. What have you been reading recently?
Everything.
I gotta admit, dude, I'm way behind on my reading right now. Way behind.
Well, that's because you have a computer you sit in front of. Just like I used to, and no, I'm just kidding.
No, is true.
No, I'm being serious, though, as far as me, because if I have a computer in front of me, I seem to escape from the world. But basically, I have my iPhone, and I have this app that I don't know if you know what Marvel Unlimited is.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got that, and... I can read anything I want, anytime. And I also have Marvel's app, and then I also have DC Comics. So, you know, like, I've got all these different types of comics. So I've been reading mostly Marvel stuff, but I have read The Unchained, Superman Unchained, and as I mentioned earlier, it seemed to be kind of like a showboat of artistic ability, but I can tell you that I like the way that they made Superman look. Because he looked a lot more rough rather than, like, you know, this pretty boy.
Yeah. But I did read the first issue of that.
I had an issue with a couple of panels that happened in Superman Unchained 2 that was political and religious, and I was like, oh, son of a bitch, why can't you just leave that out?
Right.
But otherwise, I think that's a really good mixture now after seeing the first, you know, the first comic and then reading the second one. I think that it's going to be a pretty damn good series. You know, they've incorporated Batman into it now. So.
Okay. That's cool. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. Let's see. What else have I been reading? Obviously Superior Spider-Man.
I'm way behind on that one. I'm way behind on everything that I should be caught up with. Even Walking Dead, man. I don't know what it is right now. I have stuff on my iPad to read. It's just, I don't know.
Priorities, man.
I guess so. I need to get back into it.
Well,
I really do.
You've been watching plenty of movies, so that's the one thing I have been doing. So
been working a lot.
Yep.
Doing stuff around here a lot. So I don't know.
Now I have been reading Constantine. And I don't know if you've read any of those comics.
Not anything new. I saw the movie with the Bill and Ted guy.
Yeah, that wasn't even Constantine. I don't know who the fuck that guy was. But
isn't he like the leader of Justice League Dark?
Yeah, but you know, one of the things about him is that he's kind of like, I don't know, man. He's got this swagger of him. When he's in the solo comics, I actually enjoy the solo comics more. But like, you know, they're in his head the entire time, and then, you know, he's just basically like, I don't give a fuck what happens, you know. And then he tricks everybody in the comic, and then, you know, they actually just alluded to him meeting Superman and Batman for the first time in this coming Trinity War.
Yeah, what did Infinity War, right?
Well,
is it called? What's it called?
DC Comics has the Trinity War.
Trinity War, okay.
And then Marvel is about to launch into the Infinity War, I guess it is.
They also have Inhumanity coming out, yeah. Which is really focusing on the Inhumans, which I love those characters. So yeah, I'm excited for that.
I'm thinking that that's going to be part of Phase 3.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. I mean, there's been rumors that you know, one of the next big crossover characters for the movies is going to be Doctor Strange. So
that's going to be cool.
I could deal with that.
But I've been reading. I've read all four of the Constantine books. Okay. You know, there's not very many, but they're very, very well done, and the artwork's phenomenal. I think it's very interesting when you think about the fact that, you know, Constantine's this character that everybody knows of, but he's never met any of these characters in the DC universe. Hmm. You know?
Good point.
So how's he going to react to Batman? You know, he's got these magical powers that, you know, Batman has never seen before. So it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I guess I've been concentrating on, I don't know, like working out a lot recently, just losing weight, you know. I've been watching a lot of Netflix at the gym, that kind of stuff. When I go to the gym, I do like 5 miles on the elliptical. And I've been watching Arrested Development. I started with the first season because I've always heard how funny he is and wanted to give it a shot. And it is funny. It doesn't blow me away, you know. But
right.
Once I start something, I have to finish it. I have to go through the whole thing. And that's another show we're watching. We're trying to get through the summer is Arrow.
Yeah, I actually have a couple more episodes to watch on that. Because
I think we're only on episode like 3 or 4, somewhere really low. Yeah, so we got a long way to go.
Yeah, we only have about, I think, 5 left to go, and the one that we need, we had a thunderstorm, and it cut off in the middle of recording it, so we lost it.
Wow.
And then we tried to get onto Hulu, and the account expired. It was like, okay, fine, we get it. We're not supposed to watch it yet. But they actually just renewed that, too. They're going to have season 2 starting in
right, October. I heard about that. It's going to have Summer Glau is going to be in it. Yep. Now. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of new guys they're introducing. Speaking of Arrow, I've actually taken to the Green Arrow comic quite a bit. It's very interesting. If you haven't read any of them, the one thing I don't like about what they're doing with this character is they're kind of making it like, you know, like he was a chosen. It was like his destiny to become the Arrow.
Right.
Which is kind of odd to me. But it's in that universe that they're doing, the New 52. So it's just a different take. So they're kind of giving it more of an intriguing backstory. But also, I've been reading the all-new X-Men, which is up to number 15 now, I think.
Yeah, I'm way behind on that. And I'm even behind on Deadpool and, you know, X-Force, which I love, the Cable and the X-Force series, which I love. The Avengers, I'm even behind on that, man. It's just, I need to step up my game. Catch up to you.
You know what's funny is actually I went to my comic book store that I frequent here, Heroes Haven, and like I've got this thing about crowds. I don't like them, so like it started getting a little bit too crowded for me when I was inside Heroes Haven. It made me feel very uncomfortable. So I was checking my comics out. I wanted to get in my pool before all the crowd showed up, and As I was walking out, I noticed Brian Posehn getting out of a car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he walked up, and I held the door open for him. Now, have you ever seen him in person?
I have not, no.
That is a big motherfucker.
I have a friend who you know who runs a Geekazoid, David. He met him, I guess, last year, and he tweeted a pic of him standing next to him. And David's probably about my height or whatever.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Okay, so you're a little bit taller than me. I'm 5'9".
Posehn like towered over him.
Yeah, he's 6'7".
Is he that tall, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I didn't expect him to be that big and, you know, gigantic. But as he was walking by me, he was walking in with the store owner, Pete, and I held the door open for him on my way out, and I was like, oh, hey, what's up, man? He walks by me. I felt like I was about to be humped by a big ox. He's like, you know, like how his head was like right by me. I felt this beard like whiz by me. Like I felt the wind of his beard.
Was he rude or was he?
No, he was very quiet.
Really?
Yeah. So he was like, it was almost like he just stopped and said, hey, what's up, man? In my ear. It was so creepy. But
he just whispered it, and it was so loud.
Yeah, it was like, oh my god, this guy. But he looked like he was very unhappy that morning. That's for sure.
Mm.
But you know, he's getting up there in age too.
So yeah, I guess so.
Like, you know, you think about that. He's like, this guy's been in like 123 movies. He's probably like, I'm kind of getting tired. You know,
he's a perfect combination of metal geeks. So,
yeah, he actually was wearing an Anthrax shirt too, so which is cool.
Much respect.
Yeah, his beard was wicked as hell. I felt the wind off of it, like I said. But yeah, it's like, hey, I'm Brian Posehn. Feel my wind from my beard. But
the mighty wind beard.
Yeah, but I did not get anything autographed.
Oh man, that sucks.
Well, I was going to. I could have been first in line if I wanted to, but I just wanted to get in and out.
I gotcha. Let's move on to a couple of little video game tidbits, and before we wrap up the episode for tonight, first thing I want to do tonight is pay a little bit of respect. I watched a lot of GameSpot. I'm sorry, I always get those two fucked up in my head. back in like the late 90s, there was a guy on there that had a show, a couple of like internet shows, a guy Ryan Davis, right?
Mm-hmm.
He left to start his own company with Jeff Gerstmann, and they started Giant Bomb. And they did podcasting for years, and they do videos and all that kind of stuff, but came out this week that Ryan Davis passed away last week. It was like 4 days after he got married, too.
Wow.
So yeah, I never knew him personally, but that news hit me like a ton of bricks. I was just like, man, it made me feel my mortality a little bit, you know, because he was like 34 years old, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little freaky. But
do you know? He said he was 34. Was it expected or?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. Nothing's come out besides that information. There's no cause of death, no anything yet. So,
right.
I don't know. I really don't.
Well, that's sad. I feel bad for his family.
And I've heard a couple of different podcasts, like on some of the shows that I listen to, like the CADcast. They talked about, you know, how they met him a few times, and he was like the nicest guy you can meet. And they released an episode of a Giant Bombcast this week after his death, and I haven't found myself able to listen to it quite yet.
Wow.
I want to, but I'm going to have to wait a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So on a little bit different note, the Xbox One and the PS4, looks like all the pre-orders are sold out everywhere.
That's GameStop, crazy.
Amazon, Best Buy, everybody's sold out, so... If you didn't pre-order one by now, you might be fucked for a little while. Not in the good way.
Well, it's all right. I remember when the last PlayStation 3 came out, people were paying like $2,500.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. And they haven't really announced a date besides it's got to come out in November. And Hakan, you'll probably agree with me. It has to come out before Black Friday. It has to.
Yeah. Not only that, there's a few other things. For example, The new Call of Duty Ghosts comes out November 5th. I would feel like, I mean, it would piss off a lot of people if the Ghost comes out before the Xbox. So it'd be like, okay, if you're not getting Ghosts on the One or the PS4, you're actually going to be waiting maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, that kind of.
Yeah, they've done that before though, where the games have come out before the system. But
true.
Hopefully they don't release it on Black Friday.
Yeah,
that would really not. Stay away from everywhere that day.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the madness of that. But I'm just hoping that it, you know, at least comes out mid November. I mean, maybe early November. I mean, that'd be cool.
Let me ask you this: have you made a decision of which one you want to buy?
I sure have. I decided I'm going to get the Xbox One. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why I want it. You know, the gaming, actual. You know, IPs that are getting released for it.
Yeah.
But more, you know, more reason why I felt that, you know, the One was kind of going my route is I actually feel like the Xbox One in comparison to the PS4 kind of feels more like a next generation console. I mean, even before the DRM stuff and all, you know, all that kind of got crazy.
I read an article. They're sort of backtracking on a little bit about that tonight. They might have family sharing back working on it and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I mean a lot of those features that they took back after, you know, are actually a lot of the cool features that made people want to actually buy it. So I hope they, you know, find a way to implement those going forward. But I don't know, man. I just felt like the Xbox One had the titles I wanted, you know, actually like the Kinect and what it's going to do with the console as, you know, as One. I think that's pretty cool.
I'm excited. Okay, number one, Dead Rising 3, only on the Xbox One. And when they announced that Kingdom Hearts 3 will be on the Xbox.
That was it right there. I was like, Kingdom Hearts 3 might have been the only, like seriously, might have been the only game that I would want on the PS4. And once they said it was on, you know, on both consoles, I was like, all right, well, that justified everything for me. So,
yeah. You know. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the Deadpool game. I know we talked about it on a couple episodes before with some of the guys from Oldness and Thoroughly Nerd, but I wanted to talk to John Michael about the Deadpool game. You still have your working Xbox, don't you?
Yeah, I have to dust it off, though.
Dust it off for this game, dude. I'm gonna mail you my copy to play. And when you're done with it, mail it back to me. Okay. That's recorded. That's out there for everybody to know. I've already beat the game. I beat the game. I just haven't done all the challenge levels, but you've got to play the game, dude.
Okay.
I mean, it's everything you would want and expect out of a Deadpool game. The comedy, the writing, the gameplay is not good. I'm telling you that straight up. The gameplay is not that good. But
they probably did it to introduce him too.
Everything else makes up for it. I mean, you got Cable in it. Wolverine. The best part about your interaction with Wolverine, there's a section of the game where you have to keep on pressing the button to slap Wolverine in the face, and you keep on going for like 5 minutes if you want to. It's a lot of fun, and Mr. Sinister is like the main bad guy in the game, which is really cool. Speaking of X-Force, you know?
But, that's awesome.
Yeah, the first level of the game, before you even actually get to the gameplay, you're just walking around the apartment. You can interact with shit. You can actually call the voice actor who played Deadpool on the phone to get him to play him in the game. It's just like the comic. It's very self-referential, or, you know, it's self-aware. He knows he's in a video game. He's always trying to get the game to go over budget by blowing shit up in the game. It's a lot of fun, man. You gotta play.
Hilarious. Okay.
That's about it for this evening. We talked about a lot of shit tonight.
Yeah.
We're gonna do more of these. Maybe even we'll get one done next week. We'll get a little bit of news from E3, but Comic Con in San Diego starts next week.
Oh man, they've got some awesome, awesome exclusive Funko Pops going out there, and they've got some awesome hot toys and all kinds of really neat things.
Wait a minute. Funko Pop, right?
Yeah.
There's something that sounds familiar about that. Do we have something to give away, maybe?
Yeah. Now that you mention it.
Wow.
Yeah, we do have a White Ranger Funko Pop to give away.
That's racist.
Not trying to be. But, yeah, he's an exclusive, and he is Hot Top exclusive.
That's
and
right.
You can't, I don't think you can buy him unless you get him off of eBay for $25 now. So
or more.
Yeah, or more. So what we're going to do is we're going to post a picture on our new Instagram, which is Metal Geeks Podcast.
That's right. Thank you for getting me hooked on to Instagram. It's been my new obsession this week. That's why I haven't. That's why I haven't been reading any comics.
Well, the contest is going to be posted with an image that I'm hoping that since my computer is dead, my geek and crime here will end up doing that for me.
I might be able to arrange something there.
And basically, we're going to see who wants the Funko Pop the most.
That's right.
And we're gonna pick we're gonna pick a random winner. But you're gonna have the image to follow. There's gonna be three rules, and you spread the word, and hopefully you get some you get the luck of the draw and win a White Ranger Funko Pop.
Indeed, I'm looking forward to that, man. I have something to give away myself. I have a copy of DC Universe versus Mortal Kombat to give away. So we've got to come up with my way's not going to be as cool as yours because, what can we do?
I don't know.
If you okay, let's do this. Let's make it an Instagram or let's make it an Instagram Twitter thing. We will pick out a random person from Instagram or Twitter. If you post on Twitter that you listen to Metal Geeks Podcast.
There you go.
Share us, link us, do whatever you have to do, but I might be able to throw a little bit, some other stuff in there too. It might be a surprise, because I got some stuff to give away here.
Yeah.
You can see this little stack of shit right here next to me?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Darth Vader.
Nope, no. Not that.
You're not taking my bust.
You're not taking my Vader.
But
I actually just filled that Vader with a bunch of my old Star Wars action figures. So,
well, I've got tons of comics here. I've got tons of Funko Pops. So this won't be the only contest.
No.
You know, be that random person and pay attention because probably a week from the posting of you know what? Maybe not even that. I may just pick a date.
So, yeah, I guess today when the episode comes out, it'll be like at the 14th. So let's give people till 11:59 on Sunday. That'll be this Sunday. Or let's give until next Sunday.
The 21st?
11:59, July 20th.
Okay. That's
the beginning of Sunday. So you have till then to do what you need to do to win. Can I win it? Can I win a free copy?
Unfortunately.
Oh. I can twerk it, though.
You're going to twerk it?
No.
You going to post it on Instagram?
Maybe.
Gary G twerking it. That's funny.
Please don't Instagram you twerking it to get a free Funko Pop. Please don't.
That would be awesome.
That would not be good.
We'll post a hashtag with it. We'll come up with a hashtag, and then that'll be what you tag on the picture that you repost.
And we will do something on Twitter to win the free Xbox game with the Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, and it'll have something to do with this episode. So you got to listen.
There you go.
So thanks for tuning in. I just wanted to say, I guess we're going to do an episode maybe next week after Comic-Con in San Diego.
Yeah.
Sometime in August, I might be going back to California. I'd be going to the D23 Expo, and I will be taking pictures and interviewing and doing a lot of cool stuff there. And if you're in the area, let me know. We'll maybe hang out and, you know, hang out at the Disney convention and find all the cool Marvel stuff there. And the Star Wars stuff.
Shit, yeah.
And at Disneyland, too, if you want to hang out there. I guess this is episode 17. good to have my co-host back in the co-pilot seat.
Absolutely, man. It's good to be back.
Hopefully we don't crash and burn.
Well, if so, then it would mean something wrong.
Holy fuck. Oh, man. Okay, I'm not even going to get into that.
Okay.
If you want to find us now on the internet, we are themetalgeeks@gmail.com. You can leave us feedback or anything you want to talk to us about. You can find us on Instagram now, Metal Geeks Podcast and JM Metal Geek.
Yep, that's where you can pretty much talk to me anytime. I actually have a Twitter as well, which is JM Metal Geek, and then you know, that'll come to my cell phone. So,
and our Twitter for the Metal Geeks Podcast is just Metal Geeks.
Yeah.
On Facebook, we're both there. You can look for Metal Geeks, and you will find our page on the Facey Space.
Yeah. Thanks. Man.
Find us on iTunes. You can actually subscribe to us there, which we would really appreciate if you do, and leave a feedback that you like the show. Let people know about it. It's a way to get more geeks involved with what we're doing here.
Yeah, and you know, the more that this gets out, the cooler the prizes will get too.
That's right. Not the bigger the prizes, but the cooler.
Yeah.
They could be really tiny.
Yeah, it's true.
I would like to give a big thanks to my homies over at Altness. Visit altness.com, which is the new host for Metal Geeks. I have been on a couple of the episodes recently. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with those guys and getting to know them and, you know, having them part of Metal Geeks and vice versa. It's like this big party now, man.
Yeah. I hope to be able to meet everyone at some point.
We will have to arrange something pretty cool, man.
Yeah, another conference call like this.
Big shout out to our friend over at the Thoroughly Nerd, Hakan. Thank you for hanging out tonight.
Yeah, man.
Let's see, who else is there to thank? Myself. I didn't thank myself.
Yeah.
My wife. I need to thank her because she just said Joss Whedon in the other room.
Yep.
That's right. I need to thank my co-host here, John Michael.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank Smartwater for keeping my throat hydrated.
I never got any water before we recorded.
Oh.
So my voice is dry as the desert.
Well, it's time to go guzzle some water, man.
That's right. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you guys on the flip side. Keep it geeky. Maybe? Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. Later, man.
Later.
Hey, Geekazoids! Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit MSRcast.com.